president to block testimony from former lawyer.
I would say it's done.
Subway bomb plotter to go free.
He's extremely appreciative and thankful.
Facebook targets extremists.
They are owning responsibility for the content on the platform.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump says his former White House lawyer, Don McGahn, has said plenty. CBS's Paula Reed says he'll look to block congressional testimony from McGahn, a man who was mentioned in the Mueller report more than 150 times.
I've had him testifying already for 30 hours.
In an interview with Fox last night, the president said his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, has been questioned enough.
I would say it's done. We've been through this. Nobody has ever done what I've done. I've given total transparency.
Democrats don't see it that way. Last week, they served McGahn with a subpoena asking him to supply testimony and documents to the committee and answer questions on May 21st. McGahn was a central figure in the special counsel's report. It says that in June 2017, the president called McGahn at least twice and told him to have the special counsel removed.
Well, hours after President Trump announced a conscience rule to protect doctors, pharmacists, and others who oppose abortion, a legal challenge was mounted. San Francisco going to federal court to try to block it. The city says, among other things, it would amount to a federal funding cut for some health care programs. 10 years ago, Najibullah Zazi was charged with plotting to bomb the New York City subway system. Trained by Al-Qaeda, the naturalized U.S. citizen was sentenced yesterday to time served, meaning he'll go free soon. CBS's Jeff Pagaz tells us officials say Zazi was a model of cooperation.
He implicated his friends and family, even testifying against one of them. Zazi met with the government more than 100 times, viewing hundreds of photographs and providing critical intelligence. The government said Zazi's extraordinary assistance and insight into Al-Qaeda and its members are still helping with ongoing investigations.
Well, Facebook has moved to ban some extreme voices.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors.
Alex Jones and his site InfoWars. Louis Farrakhan and a handful of others have been removed for violating the Facebook ban on dangerous individuals. They're off Instagram, too. One of those others is Paul Joseph Watson.
This is punishment. This is a political purge. This has nothing to do with hate.
Ben Scott, a tech policy expert, says the move does raise questions about what the line is and when is it crossed.
They are owning responsibility for the content on the platform, and that is a huge move and one that they have resisted for a long time.
Well, now to the southern border, CBS's Maria Villarreal has gotten a look at a new Texas tent city that has a different feel from facilities that were described as cages.
This is the government's latest and largest attempt at managing the record flow of migrants along the southern border. This facility and another like it in El Paso will be open for at least 4 months, housing up to 500 men, women, and children at a cost of nearly $37 million. Assistant Chief Carmen Qualia says this site will be different.
We are not going to be putting in chain link fencing in this facility. However, we are going to be putting in some partitioning.
Across the border in Reynosa, Mexico, we found nearly 500 migrants living at the Way of Life shelter. These families are waiting for their turn to legally seek asylum and be processed at sites like the one we toured.
Well, overseas, a powerful cyclone is pounding eastern India. Came ashore with winds topping 120 miles an hour. Aid worker Franklin Jones says many along the coast headed inland.
The government has identified all the low-lying areas and they have evacuated around 1.2 million people to safer locations in the camps.
Conviction at the Boston trial of a pharmaceutical company founder accused of paying doctors bribes to push an addictive fentanyl spray. Took the jury more than 2 weeks to return the verdict against John Kapoor, the former chairman of Insys Therapeutics, and four other company figures. Michael Canty is a former federal prosecutor.
This will send a message to other prosecutors that, look, these are cases that can be brought, and if you have the evidence and you can put it before a jury, there's hope that you can hold those criminally responsible.
Kapoor and the others face up to 20 years in prison. New research says a treatment apparently makes the HIV virus untransmittable to sexual partners. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Results of a new British medical study could mean an eventual end to the AIDS epidemic that's affected millions worldwide since the 1980s. For patients on antiviral drugs whose infection is fully suppressed, study co-author Allison Roger says,
it means that if you're undetectable, it's untransmittable.
The research published in the medical journal Lancet indicates that if everyone who is HIV positive were fully treated, there one day would be no further infections. Steve?
Well, correspondent Carter Evans has returned to Hawaii's Big Island a year after a violent and destructive volcanic eruption began.
For 4 months, the eruption of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano offered a spectacular combination of beauty and destruction. The most hard-hit neighborhood was Leilani Estates. That's where we spoke to Heath Dalton last year.
What do you think the next month is going to look like?
Unfortunately, you're probably looking at...
Today, his home destroyed. Dalton is unsure what he'll do with his land.
We have an ocean view now, so that's a plus.
It sounds like you're trying to stay positive.
It is what it is. I mean, you can't dwell on it. I mean, it's been a year.
Some 3,000 people were impacted, and officials are still trying to determine how many will rebuild. Stacy Welch's home was spared this time, but she knows the danger is ever present.
It's tense. Everyone behind me is gone. It's really in your heart that you are so lucky.
Well, for fans of Star Wars, there's some sad news about the actor who played Chewbacca. 7'3" tall Peter Mayhew died at his Texas home at 74. Mark Hamill, who shared scenes, says Mayhew embraced the role.
He was going to the Star Wars conventions quite often. You know, that was something that he loved. And I think he drew energy from the fans, and they loved him, and he loved them back.
He was working as a hospital orderly when he was cast for the first Star Wars film in 1977. The University of North Carolina Charlotte campus is quiet now. There are flowers and candles outside the building where two students were gunned down this week. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Many UNC Charlotte students know the deadly classroom shooting will forever mark their college experience.
It's going to be like a memory every year, like on the last day of class last year this happened, or like 2 years ago. And especially for the students that go here now, like even after they graduate, they'll still think about like this is what happened on their last day of class.
Still, students, faculty, and administrators vow Tuesday's campus shooting won't define the school's legacy.
Well, some exciting news about a woman from Charlotte,
North Carolina.
On Fox TV, 27-year-old lawyer Chesley Crist took the Miss USA crown. She represents prison inmates. And that's the World News Roundup. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.